I fell in love with you the first time I looked into them, their eyes. You got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. Falling, oh, stalling, falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them. Get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them. There's danger lurking in them. Better watch out, little brown eyes. sweet embrace of the leaves. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you. Gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, come to mama, do my sweet embrace of you.
Tum-tum, when the jungle shadows fall, like the tick-tick-tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall, like the drip-drip-drip drip of the raindrops. When the summer shower is through, so a voice within me keeps repeating you. Night and day, you are the one. Only you, 'neath the moon or under the sun, whether near to me or far. No matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, under the high of me, there's an oh such a inside of me.
We will control the horizontal. And we will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Ace officers returns to the city. This morning there was an incident at Casa Latina around noon. As I was saying, there was an incident at noon. Casa Latina, a customer was picked up by ICE, and then they parked their van in front of Casa Latina and remained there for a number of hours. What else can I tell you? The sanctuary movement came out in full force. They did not try to take anyone else. And they have left, for now, Hudson. I was sitting at 9G in the area usually policed by our own Hudson PD and the state troopers, seeing if the truck came back. It's a white truck with a light attached to the top. But it seems like they will be not in the city further for today. Anyway, there's still people at Casa Latina to protect against their return. I guess that's all for now. Thank you.
This is Elizabeth Press, and I'm joined by Brian McCormick from the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement here to talk about Greenlight. Thank you so much for joining us on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you for having us.
I believe New York State recently, in June, became the 13th state to grant driver's license to undocumented folks.
Yeah, that's correct. And also Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia also have similar legislation. And here in New York, it came after over a decades long fight. And this recent iteration of it was a huge coalition effort known as the Greenlight Coalition. And CCSM served as the Capital Region coordinator of that coalition.
So what is Greenlight New York?
As I mentioned, Greenlight New York is a coalition of organizations throughout New York State that came together with the purpose of restoring equal access to driver's licenses. I say restore because prior to 9/11, immigrants, regardless of immigration status, were able to apply for driver's licenses. And after 9/11, that right was revoked. We've been fighting for decades, and in this recent iteration, we were successful. And now, starting in December, as long as things play out in court as we anticipate they will, immigrants, regardless of status, will be able to once again apply for driver's licenses.
Could you just outline some of the benefits of granting licenses?
Yeah, of course. So from our perspective, I would, you know, want to acknowledge the humanistic reasons why it's important for people to be able to drive their kids to school, to get to work, to go to the hospital, all of the normal things that people do in their daily lives that require transportation, especially in rural areas where public transportation might not be available or is very costly. There's the economic portion, the revenue that will be created in the one-time revenue that the state of New York will receive, as well as the annual revenue that will come from registrations, from licenses, from purchasing of motor vehicles, from tolls, everything that's associated with, and buying cars, of course, everything that's associated with the auto industry and traveling. Then there is also public safety benefits. So we know that hundreds of thousands of people in the state of New York are driving without licenses right now. What that also means is those people did not have to pass driver safety course and also may not be insured or may not be insured in their own name. And so with restoring the access to driver's licenses, we can guarantee a majority of people who are undocumented that are driving will be able to get licenses, will be able to pass all of those requirements as everybody else has, and will be driving insured vehicles. So those are some of the main benefits that we see with Greenlight.
Excellent. Here in Rensselaer County, we've heard a lot of the critique. We have a rebellious county clerk who says that he's going to find a way to pass on the information of people registered to ICE. Can you explain the critique?
Yeah, of course. So the critique that we've seen is anti-immigrant. They have publicly stated both their anti-immigrant sentiment and an argument that this is about the law, not about immigration. However, when pressed on that, such as in their press conference at the Rensselaer DMV, the county clerk actually said, "I will hang a sign outside of the DMV that says we call ICE." And the same county clerk has bragged that he will not issue driver's licenses to undocumented people. And that is actually somewhat hypocritical because he has been, in my understanding, in the county clerk seat for about 30 years. And so if he actually did his job 30 years ago, he did indeed issue driver's licenses to undocumented people because the law was that undocumented people could get driver's licenses at that time. I think it's a broader anti-immigrant sentiment that exists amongst elected officials here in Rensselaer County. You have the 287G agreement with the sheriff and the federal government, which deputizes some of their officers to be ICE agents or act as ICE agents. You have the county clerk, and then you also have the county executive who recently joined in this. As you mentioned, the county clerk pledged to find a way to share this information with ICE, and the way that they decided to do so was to pass on all of the information that comes through the motor voter program at the DMV to the Board of Elections, which is normal, but the Board of Elections has now stated that they will pass that information onto ICE. So that has actually triggered a lawsuit against the county of Rensselaer. It's led by Demos as the lead legal counsel, actually the all as well. And one of our coordinating committee members from CCSM named Jen Ben is one of the main individual plaintiffs in the lawsuit. And CCSM, as part of the New York Immigration Coalition, is one of the lead organizational plaintiffs. And the idea of the lawsuit is really that by saying that you're going to pass on this voter information to ICE is an intimidation tactic. It's a violation of the Voters' Rights Act. And we believe that if we continue to unite as organizations, as we did around Greenlight, we will be victorious in defending this in court and making sure not only that people have access to driver's licenses, but that that information is not shared with ICE. And I should also note the legislation that was passed in New York has the strongest privacy protections out of all 13 states. And there are a number of ways in which that the information that people present at the DMV is protected, both in how it's stored, how it's gathered, and how not it can be shared.
If people listening to this interview are inspired to do something now related to what's happening in Rensselaer County, what is the best way to get them involved?
As an organization who has gained notoriety over this year, national notoriety, even international notoriety, because of our Know Your Rights video that went viral, in which two ICE officers tried to get me to allow them to take two individuals out of my car. I refused to do so because a judicial warrant wasn't present. They only had an administrative warrant, which doesn't force me to do anything or anyone else with a private space, such as a vehicle, home, or kitchen of a restaurant, for example. Because of that notoriety, we've gotten that question a lot. And what we always encourage people to do is to find a local organization to connect to. So we do organizing in the Capital Region, especially with Greenlight. We encourage people to connect with organizations like ICE Free Capital District, Saratoga Immigration Coalition, Centro Civico, Capital District Latinos, and the Troy Sanctuary Movement. And we will continue to work with those organizations to bring some of our experience to the Capital Region. I know we're planning some Know Your Rights trainings up here, and also educational forums on implementing Greenlight. So what information is needed in order to get a license, and then also how can allies play a role in accompaniment to DMVs, especially hostile DMVs like Rensselaer County.
Excellent. I know the Troy Sanctuary Movement does provide rides right now for folks who need to get to their appointments and such. Once Greenlight is put into effect and people are able to get driver's licenses, this need that's constant right now will decrease. Can you speak a little bit about that sort of benefit?
With CCSM, we really try to take a holistic approach to our organizing. We consider our model to be a service to organizing model. So the idea is that we provide different services like transportation, translation, legal support, and that is a way to support the community, but also activate them to be agents of change themselves. And the flip side of that accompaniment is something like the green light. So the service is the transportation. The systemic change is changing the legislation. We do anticipate that literally hundreds of thousands of people will now have access to driver's licenses. And so the capacity contributing to transportation will decrease. But of course, there's still going to be individuals that don't get licenses for concerns or because they're not able to drive, they don't want to drive, and people who are not of driving age. And additionally, there's long transportation, like to immigration court in Buffalo, that some might not want to take on by themselves as well.
Thank you, Brian. One last question, and I know you touched on it already, but Rensselaer County is the only county in New York State that's participating in the 287G program. Can you just explain a little bit about what that is about?
The basics of a 287G agreement is that it's an agreement between a local law enforcement agency and the federal government, ICE specifically, that deputizes the local officers to be ICE agents. And so they can go out and enforce federal laws around immigration. And also that agreement makes Rensselaer County Jail the jail where ICE detainees are now held. So as you all probably know, it was Albany County Jail. As you also probably know, Sheriff Apple had a very different approach to what that detainment meant and what kind of services can be provided to individuals. And so we've seen ICE completely shift away from Albany County Jail and now start using Rensselaer County Jail. And again, I think that agreement is just very clear identifier of anti-immigrant sentiment and the establishment's willingness to be part of the deportation machine that this federal administration is creating.
Brian McCormick, how can people get in touch with Columbia County Sanctuary?
Be good allies and accomplices. You can reach out to us at sanctuarycolumbiacounty.org. You can find us on Facebook. And if you have an emergency, you can reach out to our hotline at 518-303-3848.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Aqua, Catskill, Hudson, New York, 90.7 FM. Listeners reported. It's radio for open ears, open heart, open mind. We give thanks again to you for supporting WGXC all through the years, and then I hope that you stay with us.
Thank you. Thelonious Monk and Sonny Rollins there with The Way You Look Tonight.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Here's Roy Campbell Jr., Daniel Carter, drummer Rashid Barker, and bassist William Parker, song Dewey's Banquet from the Vision Festival 1997, the Alm Fidelity recording.
Thank you. Thank you. 68 degrees is the Fahrenheit flavor right now at Wave Farm. 20 degrees is your Celsius reading on the radio at WGXC Acre at 90.7 FM. It's Roy Campbell Jr., Daniel Carter, Rashid Baker, and William Parker. A couple thousand crickets. Heading into the pond at Wave Farm, Zach Poff's Pond Station.
That was Henri's Roy Campbell and Daniel Carter, and drums Rashid Barker, and on bass William Parker. The song is called Dewey's Banquet, and it was recorded at the Vision Festival in 1997 on an On Fidelity CD of that festival.
W.S. Graves, crashing is me, D. Sansori, and Golden Harry's, X marks the song.
Here's Spring Hill Jack with Obscured from their Amassed album.
Welcome.
Our land,
the air bridge Harper, that's a Queen City's friend.
Keeps ancient lands your story pump. Cries,
cheese with silent lips.
Give me your fire.
Warm.
Your huddled masses.
Yearning to breath free.
Directed reviews of your teeming shores.
Send me the homeless campus
cost to me.
I lift my land
beside the golden door.
This is Karen Schomer, formerly of The Schomer Show. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find. The one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear.
Turn out to the WGXC Record Fair, Sunday, September 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Basilica Hudson, 110 South Front Street in Hudson, near the Amtrak station. There are still a few spots left for vendors. If you'd like to get a table, email info at wgxc.org. WGXC Record Fair coincides with the Basilica Soundscape, September 13th through 15th, an immersive, innovative weekend of art, music, and culture. Turn out for the WGXC Record Fair, Sunday, September 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Basilica Hudson.
Here is a preview of the featured programs coming up on WGXC on Thursday, August 15, 2019. Our day starts at 11 a.m. with Transformational Listening, hosted by Dennis Dara. This week, from Mali, the show features the music of Isa Bagayego. Then at 2 p.m., What's the Frequency, Kenneth, hosted by Paul Fisher. Fisher used to work for Dan Rather, and now remixes the news each week with music. The Donald Trump Theater follows at 3 p.m. This week, Volume 135, Conspiracies. Everyone is out to get our hero. And then at 7 o'clock, a special remote broadcast. Video Free X Woodstock Festival 50th Anniversary. Tune in for this 90-minute entertaining radio spectacular and a live web stream from Basilica Hudson at 9 p.m. with teen filmmakers from Youth FX. To view our full schedule, visit our website, wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Velo Domestique Bicycle Shop. Professional bicycle services at 437 Route 295 in Chatham. Information at www.velodomestique.com or 518 392-3010.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michelle Curtis of Purling, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, August 15, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. No clear favorite in Iowa, and a collapsing coal industry leaves miners fighting for benefits and back pay. Now here's our top story. Stocks and commodities tumbled in Europe, the United States, and in Asia. The New York Times reporting that comes as risk-averse investors race to the safety of government bonds, pushing bond prices sharply higher, and yields, which move in the opposite direction, to the lowest levels not seen in years. The Times notes that a drop in the S&P reflected a rapid shift in sentiment just a day after a 1.5% gain, which had been driven by the White House decision to narrow the scope of the next round of tariffs on China that disparage American consumers for the holiday shopping season. The Iowa State Fair drew nearly two dozen Democratic presidential candidates, but the founder of an Iowa Democratic online news site says there was no clear favorite.
Pat Reinhard started the online news outlet Iowa Starting Line in 2015. He says candidates who attended the fair were paying more attention than usual to agriculture and how climate change is affecting Iowa farmers. But they also were forced to address immigration and gun control after the El Paso shooting that left 22 dead occurred days before the fair began.
It certainly changed what the candidates spoke about this past week and what the voters were interested in hearing. But that's one of those moments that you're able to see how a candidate might respond to it as president.
Reinhard believes most of those who heard the presidential hopeful speak had four or five favorites, with no one candidate running away with a large segment of the Democratic electorate. I'm Roz Brown.
For the first time ever, the Iowa Democratic nominating contest next February will have a virtual option, with those participating able to cast their votes over the phone rather than attending in person. The goal is to open the caucuses to more people, especially evening shift workers and people with disabilities. And a wave of coal company bankruptcies has left miners fighting for back pay and medical benefits.
Three large coal producers have gone under this year. At the same time, an epidemic of black lung disease is sweeping many coal mining communities. Letcher County resident Patty Ambergy says her husband, a coal miner, died from decades of exposure to coal dust. They were married for 45 years.
And destroyed his body. It's like a storm went through. There wasn't nothing left.
Last month, miners traveled to Washington to press lawmakers on legislation that would ensure retired miners suffering from black lung disease and their families are paid disability benefits when a miner's employer has gone bankrupt. I'm Nadia Romlagan.
A group of miners continues to camp out blocking coal trains near Cumberland and demanding missing paychecks. This is PNS. The state of Maryland this week launched a commission to examine the state's history of racially motivated lynchings.
The Maryland Lynching Truth and Reconciliation Commission held an organizational meeting to begin the work of addressing how the state should honor and support those who lost their lives to lynchings. Democratic delegate Joseline Pena Melnick was the chief sponsor of HB 307, which passed unanimously by the General Assembly this spring to create the Restorative Justice Panel.
There's a lot of racially motivated incidents happening and hate crime. You know, it's at an all high in this country, and there's a lot of racist rhetoric. We need to definitely confront our past.
Pena Melnick says the panel is looking for four public members to join the committee. Members include representatives from historically black colleges in the state, as well as from the National Archives. This is Diane Bernard reporting.
That panel will meet again in September at the University of Baltimore School of Law in a public event with the Maryland Lynching Memorial Project. And a new analysis says states like Connecticut could see major gains from a new approach to transportation.
The report from the Acadia Center shows that a well-designed transportation cap and invest policy could help the state put more than $2.7 billion into clean transportation by 2030, generating more than 23,000 jobs and $7 billion in economic activity. Like the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative that generates funds to reduce carbon emissions from power plants, the Transportation and Climate Initiative will auction pollution credits linked to wholesale transportation fuels. According to Amy McLean-Sauls, the center's Connecticut director, transportation accounts for 40% of the state's greenhouse gas emissions.
By reducing our greenhouse gas emissions and putting money into clean transportation infrastructure, we would be addressing some of the most egregious problems regarding greenhouse gas emissions, which have to be reduced for the state to meet its climate goals.
So far, 9 states and the District of Columbia have signed on to the Transportation and Climate Initiative. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
According to that analysis, by the year 2030, those TCI funds would allow Connecticut to invest in 170,000 electric vehicles, as well as their associated charging infrastructure. And as the dog days of summer drag on, pet owners being reminded to steer clear of ponds with smelly water containing blue-green algae blooms. Mark Erber is with the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Department.
If you get into a blue-green algae area and the dog drinks a significant amount of that water, then yes, he can die very quick.
Animals can experience symptoms within minutes of exposure to toxins in such lakes or ponds. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello, and welcome to the better weather. In spite of the recent precipitation, pollen levels are quite high and will be for the next few days. Starting off at 60 degrees, temperatures reach the low to mid-80s by 1 p.m. Around that time, more rain and a little thunder will enter the region and stick around for the night. Comfortable temperatures return by 10 p.m., then bottom out at 63 degrees by dawn tomorrow, then bounce back to the lower 80s again tomorrow afternoon, with more light rain predicted. Looking beyond the clouds, we see some minor geomagnetic disturbances are on the way for tomorrow due to a light solar wind rotating in our direction. The current solar minimum is allowing significantly more cosmic rays into our planetary system. Some effects of this are increased exposure to radiation on long-distance flights, shorter spacewalks for our astronauts, and the more frequent occurrence of sprites, which are large-scale reddish electrical discharges above storm clouds. Current solar wind is 431 kilometers per second at 3.8 protons per milliliter. This has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener supported radio.
This is how it feels to be in love. This is life from above. There's no books anymore. I'm bound to that summer big box office hill. Making love.
Brand new movies there from Wise Blood on the WGXC Morning Show. You're listening to community radio station WGXC Acre 90.7 FM. Alan Skerritt's coming up with the Crossroads and Rhythm after the new news today. I think Ellen and Tom will be in with a WGXC afternoon show at 4, too. That was just some Boards of Canada. Satellite Anthem Acarius on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Now we'll ride our bike with Otter. Thank you. Meditation thinks so on the WGXC Morning Show. Now let's head to Brazil from Jamaica.
Podem ver coisas que só o coração pode entender. Fundamental é mesmo o amor, é impossível ser feliz sozinho. O resto é mar, é tudo que eu não sei contar. São coisas lindas que eu tenho pra te dar. Fundamental é mesmo o amor, é impossível ser feliz sozinho. Da primeira vez era a cidade, da segunda ao cais e a eternidade. Agora eu já sei da onda que seguiu no mar e das estrelas que esquecemos de contar. O amor se deixa surpreender enquanto a noite vem nos envolver. Vou te contar, os olhos já não podem ver coisas que só o coração pode entender. Fundamental é mesmo o amor, é impossível ser feliz sozinho. O resto é mar, é tudo que eu não sei contar. São coisas lindas que eu tenho pra te dar. Fundamental é mesmo o amor, é impossível ser feliz sozinho.